大家请坐。
Please be seated.
我们最后一位还是给他见证哈。
So we still have one more testimony.
我们底下就请陈淑静姐妹来做见证。
We would like to invite Sister Chen Shuqing to give the testimony.
请一点默祷。
Please pray in silence.
奉主耶稣圣名在这里做见证。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I bear testimony.
愿弟兄姐妹得造就，主的名得到荣耀。
May brothers and sisters be edified, and the name of God be glorified.
在今年六月七号星期天十点左右。
On Sunday, June 7 of this year, at about 10.
我跟主耶稣祷告。得到一个答案。
I was praying to the Lord and received an answer.
在见证这个答案之前，我先讲这个之前为什么为了这个事情祷告。
Before I testify of this answer, let me explain why I was praying.
教会的工人，我自己的亲人以及我们的弟兄姐妹，一个一个的离开了我们。
Our church workers, our close ones, one by one, they all left.
我真的是很纳闷。
I felt very puzzled by all of this.
在 iPad 里面，我也看到我们自己的弟兄姐妹对我们的五大教义有了动摇。
Through iPad, I read that there are brothers and sisters who had doubts about our basic beliefs.
我在想，这五大教义是神亲自帮我们设立的，是安定在天，不能够动它。
I'm thinking these five basic doctrines were established by God in heaven, and they should not be changed.
比如说是圣灵。
For example, the Holy Spirit.
在我22岁得到圣灵的时候
，When I received the Holy Spirit at age 22,
那种高兴、那种满足、那种心里面的快乐，你在那个时候。心里想说，$100,000跟我换，我也不会跟你换。
I was thinking about the joy and the fulfilling sense that I receive. Even if you give me a large sum of money, I would not change.
还有安息日。
Also the Holy Sabbath.
安息日是神创世以前就一直帮我们设立的。
The Holy Sabbath was established before the establishment of the world.
他自己也做榜样。
Our Lord also left an example for us.
好像到最后好像不安息日都可以在自己家里守。
At the end, it seems like what they're saying is we can just have Holy Sabbath at home.
还有洗礼。
Also water baptism.
洗礼在我以前在台湾、美国也有啦，常常听到保血就保血，就连外邦人甚至就是外邦人证明洗礼就是保血，整个血就在那边，就。这个见证都是很久，都很多很多了。
In Taiwan and in U.S., we've heard many testimonies of people seeing the precious blood in the baptism.
还有圣餐礼。
Also the Holy Communion.
圣餐礼是很重要。
It is very important.
是跟我们末后复活的时候有关系。
It has a relationship with our resurrection on the last day.
还有洗脚礼。
Foot washing.
洗脚礼是神亲自给我们设榜样给我们看。
It is an example that the Lord Jesus has set for us.
我有一张洗脚礼的照片，我找不到。
I cannot find this one picture of a foot washing.
是彩色的。
It was a color.
很漂亮，很清楚。
It was very beautiful and very clear.
就是外教会的一位长老，他来我们教会受洗。
It was an elder from another denomination who came to our church to be baptized.
那张照片就是他在受洗的时候，我们都是一只脚先下去嘛，哈，洗好在另外一只脚，擦干在另外一只脚。
That picture was of the foot washing with one foot being washed at a time.
就我看那张照片，就是他这一边这只脚就是在那个脸盆里面穿他穿一双。金色的金绣花鞋。
And in that picture, you can see that the foot that was in the basin was actually wearing a golden shoe.
我亲眼看到的。
I saw that.
还有我还拿那个照那个珠宝那个小小的来照。
珠宝。
照珠宝的放大。
Oh, I also took this magnifying glass for jewelry use to take a look.
他的鞋子前面还有一个折旧，就是礼帽。折旧就是一个很漂亮的结蝴蝶结。
There's even a bow tie, or a butterfly bow tie.
我看得很清楚。
I saw it very clearly.
那我们现在这些不知道在弟兄姐妹的。这个是神亲自设立，我也亲眼看过。
And these are all established by our Lord Himself, and I've seen and witnessed.
神也要我们这样去做，就有福气。
And God wants us to do these things, and we shall be blessed.
所以就因为这些种种的事情，就是我就要放在祷告里面。
But because of these happenings, I put them in my prayer.
为了教会。为了我自己的家人，为我自己，就这样下这一次的祷告。
For the sake of the church, for the sake of my family, and for myself, I pray.
今年的八月，我们喜乐坡教会有一连串的学生灵恩会跟灵恩布道会。
In August of this year, Hillsboro Church had a series of church events such as SSC and so on.
总会就派两个年轻的郭传道来帮我们协助我们的这个工作。
The GA had sent the young workers, Preacher Ko, to help.
这先没有过是我比较熟，先没有过传道我比较熟。
Because I'm more familiar with Preacher Samuel Kuo.
在礼拜三布道会的那一天，我去的时候，我看他坐在那个后面那里。
I remember it was Wednesday evangelical service, and he was sitting at a spot.
因为我看他那个 schedule。全部的布道会都是他要带领。
He was supposed to be assigned to lead all of the evangelical services.
所以我就去找他，我说：“你妈妈有一个见证想跟你分享。”
I went to talk to him, saying that I have a testimony I would like to share with you.
但是我看你好像很忙，那如果你有想要听，你来找我比较快，大概15分钟到20分钟。
But you seem quite busy, so maybe it's easier if you come look for me if you have about 15 or 20 minutes of your of spare time.
他就说好好。
He said sure.
结果就这样一天天过去，到礼拜六晚上吃饱饭了以后，他来找我。
It wasn't until Saturday night after dinner that he came to look for me.
因为那一节课是另外一个歌传道要领会。
And that was actually a session to be led by another preacher Ko.
所以他可能比较轻松，所以他来找我。
So he was more relaxed, so he came to look for me.
我就开始讲那天早上神给我的答案。
So I started to share with him the answer that I received that one particular morning.
我在祷告的时候，我就讲一直祷告，一直祷告的时候，到一半的，差不多不是一半了，就是我不知道多久，就是。到一阵子的时候，我的手头就忽然间变了。
After I prayed for a while, my tongue changed.
他那个变，他就讲一句一句，他不会很快，也没有很，但是很是好像很威严那一种，我那一种感觉。然后哒哒哒哒哒，差不多这样五个字，哒哒哒哒哒。
Yeah, it felt like it was still freight, like a phrase, and it was very solemn. And it was the rhythm that you just heard.
我没有办法学。
I could not really learn.
感觉到好像不是地面上的语言。
It felt like it wasn't the language of this world.
每当这个哒哒哒哒完了以后，我就会喊一声哈利路亚。
And every time after that phrase was uttered, I would say hallelujah.
因为它好几次，我的感觉好像不知道四次还是五次。
And I remember it was about 4 or 5 times that I said that phrase.
所以这时间还有慢一点时，我的头脑就想，哎，我为什么会这样
？In my mind, I was thinking, why would I do this?
我就想，哎，我自己是也找不到，我不知道，这个讲的都是一样的声音调，我这是一样的音调。
I didn't know that actually the pitch is really the same.
但是我的心里就很平静，很安详。
In my heart, I felt very peaceful.
我的头脑很清楚。
And my mind was very clear.
这种感觉就是，好像平静到我这样， 我就顺着他这样一直讲。
This feeling was very calm, so I just let it be.
就差不多四次到五次。
For about 4 or 5 times.
每次讲完了就一直哈利路亚。
And after each time, I would say hallelujah.
后来我忽然间，我的头脑就一个麦进来。
And then suddenly, there's something that came into my mind.
我耶和华是你的神。
I, Jehovah, am your God.
我是你的神。
I am your God.
我现在就在这里。
And I am here.
两次。
2 times.
我耶和华是你的神。
I, Jehovah, am your God.
我是你的神。
I am your God.
我现在就在这里。
I am here now.
那个时候我就开始用我自己的灵言祷告，圣灵非常的充满。
And at that point, I pray with my own tongue, and I was very much filled with the Holy Spirit.
那种感觉不一样的祷告。
And that was a different kind of feeling.
我满心一直感谢，到最后这一段，我一直感谢。
And at that point, I just became very thankful, and I just kept thanking God.
他最后一句这一句，我现在就在这里，我有一点点感受。
The last phrase, "I am here now," I have actually feeling.
好像主告诉我，我知道的，你的事情，教会的事情，我都知道。
It seems to me that God knows about my matter and the matter of the church.
我现在就在这里。
I am here now.
也就是说。 我会跟你们同在，跟教会同在。
It's saying that I'll be with you and I'll be with the church.
很感谢主耶稣很爱我。
I really thank God because He loves me.
我自己有一点的感想跟目标。
And I have some reflections and goals.
第一点就是说，我们要为我们的传道、长老、长职，还有我们的负责人。
First, we need to pray for our preachers, elders, our ministers, our church council members. They really need our intercession. It is also our responsibility. Next, we should pray for our family and also for the big family in church.
软弱的同龄，软弱的肢体。
In a family, we cannot completely avoid having weaker vessels or bigger parts.
我们希望像神告诉我们的，我们用一杯凉水来滋润他们的心田。
Just as God taught us, we can give them a cup of cold water.
让我们在主里面能够大家互相提携，来荣耀神，荣耀教会。
We can help each other in glorifying God and also the church.
那我现在就在，我忘记了，就是刚才我讲到这个见证给这个郭传道听的时候。
One thing I forgot to mention earlier is when I was telling Preacher Kuo about this experience.
后来因为这个见证以后，我自己有在想。
After that, I was thinking.
这个是不是方言呢？ 是不是教会使徒行传所讲的那个方言？
Was that the tongue that was mentioned in the apostolic time?
那我就顺口跟那个郭传道讲说，你想想看，你看我这个这样圣经的方言是不是要有人家欢才是方言？
So I asked Preacher Kuo, does this need to be interpreted so for it to be considered tongue?
可是我这样哒哒哒哒哒这个，我一直想就是五个字。
And I kept thinking about that phrase, and it sounds like there were 5 syllables.
但是后面哈利路亚只有四个字。
And then hallelujah is 4 syllables.
我就这样子跟他聊。
So this is how I told him.
结果也是没有答案了。
There was no answer.
后来时间也差不多了，快7点了，我要进去里面聚会。
It was about 7 p.m. at that time, so I was getting ready to go inside for this service.
我就要走去喝一杯水的时候。
When I was getting a cup of water,
这郭传道都走到我的后面来说，他要问我详细一点。
So Preacher Kuo came after me and said he wanted to find out more details.
他说我那个哒哒哒哒哒，如果这两个给你选，你大概想。 哪一个地方你感觉到比较像？
If there are these two options, which one do you think was more similar?
他的意思是好像是是他了哈，他自己讲，他的意思是想说是耶和华是你的神，我是你的神，我现在就在这里。他是感觉到是这一句。
So he was thinking it's probably this particular phrase, Jehovah is such and such.
那我就跟他说，如果两个在 compare 哈，我还是想哈利路亚这个，我好像比较 make sure。比较像我刚刚做完翻译这样子，因为那个我的神我的神那个很长嘛。
So then I told him that it's probably the other one because the one that says my God, my God, that one seems longer than the one I remember.
那他跟我讲就没有答案啦，对不对？那我如果两个要选，我会选这个哈利路亚。
So I picked the one that has hallelujah in it.
就这样讲就没有 就好了就要去聚会了
And after that, I was getting ready for the service.
因为我自己也不知道
Because I really did not know.
但是我还在想这个事情我就走到教会前面要去坐到我的自己的椅子上
And I was on the way, to sit on my own seat.
当我走在我的位置上的时候
As soon as I got to my seat,
我就眼睛看到那个传道的那个题目
I saw the title.
真耶稣教会
True Jesus Church.
我马上跟我的刚才在想，我还在想的时候，就这样连起来。
Then it actually connected with what I was thinking.
哦，我那个时候很喜的。
I was so joyful.
就是真耶稣教会五个字，真耶稣教会。
It is the five syllable, which in Chinese means True Jesus Church.
哦，我很高兴，我就想，哦，这节课我整节都在那边一直高兴，一直喜乐啊。
So for that entire session, I was very joyful.
然后赶快完了，我赶快跟那个做扩展大讲师是真耶稣教会啦，是五遍。
After it was over, I told Preacher Kuo after the service that it was True Jesus Church and that sounded five times.
我们真耶稣教会是得救的教会，唯一的教会是神的教会。
True Jesus Church is the church of salvation and it is the only true church.
好，刚才我谈到这个祷告的事项。
And we talked about prayers earlier.
还有就是为我们的下一代祷告。
The next thing is to also pray for our next generation.
神给我们的产业，以及教会这些青年。
The inheritance that God has given to us, the youth of our church.
我们需要为他们代祷。
We need to pray for them.
因为他们是我们信仰的传承。
Because they are the ones who are receiving the baton of our faith.
淫乱的世代会充斥我们这些青年。
This is the adulterous generation.
So we need to pray for them.
So we have to intercede for them.
然后在神的面前就可以说，我是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神，也是我的神，也是我孩子、孙子的神。
We can say then that this is the God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob. He is also my God. He's also the God of my children and grandchildren.
还有。为我们自己祷告。
Let's also pray for ourselves.
我们的信仰很重要。
Our faith is important.
在这条信仰的经历当中是很辛苦的，努力的人才能进去。
This journey of faith is for those who walk on it diligently.
所以不管在教会里面任何一个地方，我们不要看人。
So it doesn't matter which aspect of our church, we should never pay attention to men.
你看人的时候。你会软弱，你会无助。
When we look at men, we may be weak and we may be
helpless. 你会没有力量，甚至到最后也会失望。
We may be strengthless. We may even be disappointed.
主耶稣他很爱我。
But our Lord Jesus really loves
me. 他曾经告诉过我。
He once told me.
不要胆怯，勇往直前。
Do not be afraid, but go forward.
这场属灵的征战，他还告诉我，这场属灵的征战还没有完毕。
And he told me that this spiritual battle is not yet over.
主耶稣真的，他的爱是长阔高深。
The love of our Lord Jesus Christ is very high and wide.
他告诉我们，我们住在这个世界上，但是我们不是属于这个世界的。
He told us that even though we live in this world, we do not belong to this world.
既然不是属于世界，就是有属灵的征战。
Since we don't belong to this world, there is a spiritual battle.
但是他告诉我们，他已经胜过了这个世界。
He told us that he has already overcome this world.
所以我们不管有什么事情，有什么，你都可以，我们都可以借着祷告很重要，借着祷告来更亲近他。
Therefore, it doesn't matter what we encounter, we can through prayer draw closer to him.
因为你只有靠着他，你才有办法在你每天的生活当中过着得胜的生活。
Only when we rely on him can we actually live a victorious life every day.
至于我，我必住在神的殿中，直到永远。
As for me, I shall live in the temple of the Lord forever.
我耶和华是你的神，我是你的神，我现在就在这里。
I, Jehovah, am your God. I am your God, and I am here now.
真耶稣教会，哈利路亚。
True Jesus Church, hallelujah.
荣耀一切都归给我的主，直到永远。
May all glory and praises be unto my God until forever.
Amen.
Amen. Let's turn to Zechariah.
十二章
Chapter 12.
撒迦利亚书十二章
Zechariah chapter 12.
第七节
Verse 7.
十二章第七节
Chapter 12, verse 7.
主必先拯救犹大的帐篷，免得大卫家的荣耀和耶路撒冷居民的荣耀胜过犹大。第八节
8.
那日主必保护耶路撒冷的居民，他们中间软弱的必如大卫，大卫的家必如神，如行在他们前面之主的使者。当神为耶路撒冷来征战的时候，
When God fought for Jerusalem,
神的爱是平均、全面的来普及到各族各家。
The love of God would actually be given to all houses and all tribes.
大卫是属于犹大支派的。
David belonged to the tribe of Judah.
大卫家，犹大支派一直在以色列百姓当中是最强的。
Judah was the strongest tribe in Israel.
尤其是以大卫家为主。
Especially in the house of David.
他们也是王族的后裔。
They are also the royal descendants.
这个特别软弱的呢，神特别关照。
For the feeble, God would especially pay attention.
强的要扶助弱的。
The strong shall help the weak.
这些见证我们都听到了。
These testimonies have all been heard by us.
特别软弱的，神的恩典特别多。
For those who are especially weak,They also have specially much grace from God.
一开始的时候，我们有谈到很多人是带着问题来到审讯班。
Initially, we talked about how many people came to NATS with many questions.
我想快要结束了，我们应该都有答案。
I'm thinking we're about to conclude, so we have answers.
陈姐妹她也一直在寻求答案。
Sister Chen has been searching for answers.
她在祷告当中，主耶稣给她答案。
In her prayers, God gave her answers.
这是按着她的需要。
This is according to her need.
在符合她的现实状况。
It is based on her situation.
主给她的这个答案是符合圣经的一贯的这个精神。
The answer that God had given her is in line with the teachings of the Bible.
也许我们会觉得很稀奇。
We may feel somewhat surprised.
在神是稀奇的吗？
But in God, is it really surprising?
在神来看，并不是稀奇的。
In God's perspective, it is not.
因为他的慈爱永远长存。
Because His loving kindness is eternal.
他所怀的是怜悯跟赐平安的意念。
And His thoughts are thoughts of peace and good.
所以软弱的他会特别辅助。
So He would especially help the weak.
我们再看一个经文。
Let's refer to another verse.
彼得前书第四章。
First Peter chapter 4.
彼得前书第四章。
First Peter chapter 4.
第七节第八节。
Verse 7 and 8.
万物的结局近了，所以你们要谨慎自守，警醒祷告。
But the end of all things is at hand, therefore be serious and watchful in your prayers.
万物结局近的时候，不是赶快趁机会来享乐。
The end of all things doesn't mean that we should try to enjoy as much as possible.
因为最后的时刻呢，这个征战是最激烈的。
The end is when the battle is the most fierce.
不管是我们的亲人，还是我们 这个非常要好的朋友。
Whether it is our loved ones or our friends,
有时会离开我们。
They may leave us sometimes.
甚至是离开教会。
They may even leave the church.
这个征战很激烈。
This battle is very fierce.
我们只能够谨慎自守，警醒祷告。
We can only be serious and watchful in our prayers.
第八节就提到说，我们要彼此切实相爱。
Verse 8 says, above all things, we have to have fervent love for one another.
要彼此切实相爱，又加上警醒祷告，才能够保住我们的生命。
If we have fervent love and also be watchful in our prayers, then we can preserve ourselves.
主耶稣对门徒也是这样说，你们要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。
This is also what the Lord Jesus said to his disciples, that they should be watchful lest they enter into temptation.
经过我们这一次的神训班，
through this NATS,
我们一定体会更深。
We have deeper experiences.
真的，这个结局近的时候，我们更要警醒祷告。
Indeed, when we come closer to the end, we need to be watchful in prayers.
如果我们认识到警醒祷告的重要性，
if we have come to know the importance of being watchful,
回去以后也立志，我们每一天都要警醒祷告。
We can make determination to go back and pray watchfully every day.
我相信我们这一切的付出都是有代，都能够得到代价。
I believe then all of that we have given is worth it.
求耶稣来继续施恩赐福我们大家。
May the Lord continue to bless all of us.
离别以后呢，大家要互相联络，彼此代祷。
After we part ways, we need to keep in touch and continue to pray for one another.
一时之间，如果我们有特别的需要，
if we have special needs,
我们也可以组成一个小小的祷告团契。
We can form a prayer fellowship.
现在网络的联系呢，非常的方便。
Nowadays, it's very easy to communicate through internet.
每一组的成员都可以联络起一个小小的一个社群。
Every group can form a group on the internet.
一个小小的群组。
And you can form a fellowship group.
每天可以用经文来互相勉励。
You can use verses every day for encouragement.
教会有什么圣工需要代祷。
And whenever the church has any work that requires intercession.
某一个组员他有软弱需要关怀。
Or if any of the group member has need of care.
我们要记住，就是警醒祷告。
We should remember, be watchful in prayers.
在科西玛尼园那个晚上
，In the eve at the Garden of Gethsemane,
主耶稣他借着祷告他得胜了。
Our Lord Jesus was victorious through his prayers.
那是一个天人交战的时刻。
That was actually a battle in the spirit.
关乎到我们后来得救的这个赎罪的根源。
It pertained to the root of salvation.
主耶稣就是借着祷告，他得胜。
It was through prayer that our Lord Jesus overcome.
那次的胜利是整个世界的胜利。
That victory actually is a victory of the whole world.
是属于神的阵营，他大得胜利。
It is the victory that belongs to the camp of God.
所以我们就有盼望。
Therefore, we have hope.
那就是警醒祷告。
And that is watchful prayer.
我们剩下的时间就把万般的困难都放在我们的祷告里头。
So let us use the remaining time to pray about all sort of difficulties.
慈悲怜悯的神，他一定会帮助我们。
Our loving and merciful God will help us.
我们就到前面来祷告。
Let's come forward to pray.